We're talking about CPI hitting a 40-year high now, an annual gain of 7.5%. Food and energy, certainly significant jumps on that front as well. We're going to break that down in just a bit. But let's turn to Jared Blickery for a breakdown on the market reaction today. Jared, certainly those yields on the 10-year in focus here as we saw that spike on that data this morning.
That's right. In general, rising yields usually a good sign for equities. But when there's a shock to the market, especially when you hit a big number, sometimes it causes a little bit of a disruption. You can see the major indices down from 0.33% to 0.5%. The Russell 2000 up about 7 basis points. Now, I want to go to the S&P 500 futures so we can see what happened at 8:30 a.m. this morning. We got a big spike down and then a big spike up, just like nothing happened. 7.5%. I was in kindergarten at the time. And I'll tell you what, if you've been listening to the first 2 hours of programming, you'll know that Brian Sozzi's deodorant prices have doubled recently. So he's looking for other brands. I imagine a lot of other people are too. Materials and value, those are the accelerants today. We see material up over 1%. Energy right behind it up almost 1%. And you take a look inside and you can see Devon Energy up 3%. We've seen a lot of these stocks, high flyers recently. And then you take a look at some of our leaders, IPO, ARK Invest, Cannabis, Bets, that's gambling. All of these sectors are outperforming, so good to see that here. Also, I would note that when we saw that buying on the dip in the S&P 500, pretty good sign there. So let's round this out with a look at the NASDAQ 100, and we can see Tesla is the only mega cap in the green. It's up about 0.2%. Also seeing Apple and Microsoft down 1%, and there's going to be a lot of focus on some of these earnings names that we have in focus today, guys.